Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. 3. Aurora Mayor uses strong mayor powers to veto men's shelter motion, February 26, 2025. Human Rights Commission weighs in on Aurora Mayor's shelter veto, March 17, 2025. The misuse of strong mayor powers in Aurora should be a wake-up call for all Ontarians. These powers are an insult to democracy, allowing one individual to overrule the will of elected councils with the stroke of a pen. Some may support this authority now because it aligns with their preferences, but what happens when the veto power is used against them? Democracy cannot be conditional. We either believe in it, or we don't. Mayor Tom Maracas's use of strong mayor powers to block a much-needed housing project is a prime example of why this system is flawed. The Ontario Human Rights Commission has even weighed in, calling out his actions as a barrier to housing for vulnerable people. Yet, despite this, the mayor remains on the boards of Housing York Inc. and the Housing Affordability Task Force, positions that exist to advance housing solutions, not obstruct them. His continued presence on these boards is not just hypocritical, it actively undermines their purpose. If Mayor Maracas is unwilling to support housing initiatives in his own community, how can he be trusted to make decisions for the region? He should step down from these roles immediately. Strong mayor powers were supposed to streamline decision-making, not concentrate power in a way that erodes accountability. The people of Aurora, and all of Ontario, deserve better. Lorelei Heggie, Aurora.